I'm Marian Pope, and I've been asked to speak to you today to tell you how I came to belong to Trinity St. Paul's. It started in 1953, when, as a student in the United Church's School to Prepare Women for Diaconal Ministry, I was living in the school's residence on Bedford Road. The don of that residence was Catherine Hawken, a member of this church and preeminent missiologist in Canada. For those of you who did not know her, her portrait watches over us in the memorial room. We students were all working in field placements on Sunday mornings and afternoons, but were free in the evenings. Dr. Hawken invited us to come to church with her. I came. 2 years later, when I was designated a deaconess and commissioned a missionary, the service was in this church. I was appointed to the Presbyterian Church in the Republic of Korea to meet their request for a rural public health nurse in the southwest part of the country. I spent 36 years in Korea developing community primary health care services in villages with teams of Korean nurses. Latterly, I taught at the faculty of Ewha Women's University, but that is a story for another day. Every time I returned to Canada on leave to do mission interpretation, study, and rest, I came to Trinity St. Paul's. And when it came time to retire, I knew I had to go about preparing myself to re-enter Canadian culture with the same deliberate care I had taken to become part of Korean culture. So I chose Trinity St. Paul's as my home. That was 18 years ago this fall. Dr. Hawken had asked me to be her musical companion to concerts here, but sadly she died in April of 1993, just before I returned. But all her friends here made me welcome. I was hungry for the nourishment of a community open to contemporary theologies, including feminist theology, and where there was support of peers willing to ask questions about our faith and its implications for social justice, and I found it here. On my first Sunday, I joined the choir. B.J. Klassen and I started the Monday Night Women's Study Group. I worked for 4 years on nights in the Out of the Cold program. I joined what we now call the Public Witness Circle, every lectionary and Bible study group I could get to, participated in intern discernment and field placement teams, worship planning, and more recently, pastoral care team. At the same time, I was elected to the General Council Division of World Outreach, now the Partners in Mission Unit, related committees and similar committees at conference and presbytery. Each of these fed into the other and made for an informed and informing ministry. Over the years, I became aware of the regular reduction in the financial resources of General Council and other levels of the church courts to do the social justice work, especially with global partners, work much respected by the church in Canada and around the world. And so, like many of you, I too have struggled to know how to balance my offerings between local and M&S givings. Then there are other demands from educational institutions and charities. Knowing that relatively few United Church members give to the M&S, which in part enables our global partners to carry out innovative social justice work in their countries, I am pressed to increase my support for that. But then, upon hearing of the need to embody our witness to become a center for faith, justice, and the arts, I have again adjusted my own local offering. I commend to you, too, to consider how to best use your money to support God's mission here, develop your talents by participating in a circle, join study groups, and enjoy the community. Nourish and be nourished. Grow and know you belong. Love and be loved. In the process of planning for the next Monday night Women's Study Group meeting, We have been invited to prepare three sentences or symbols to honor that which has value to us in a ritual to be used instead of a traditional funeral or a memorial service. I realize that the value that has shaped my life is the missiology and mission practice I learned from Catherine Hawken, and which has served the United Church so well throughout the years, even till today. To put it succinctly, the United Church respects the right and responsibility of global partners to discern God's mission for them in their own context. The United Church does not discern, nor therefore judge anyone else. And if, and only if, the partner asks us to find them a person with the certain skills they need, we try to find one, perhaps from third world churches. The respect is mutual. Sometimes the United Church invites global partners to send someone to Canada to help us with our discernment of God's mission for us. This missiology has shaped my understanding and practice of diaconal ministry, my nursing philosophy and practice, and my personal relationships with students and colleagues, and how we have dialogue with peoples of other faiths or no faith. So here we are, Hans, at this point in our service, each one of us in this one community, eager to continue the search with you for God's mission for our community, for language to express our faith, to explore the guidance of our scriptures, the wisdom of elders, children, and youth, and implications for the use of our time, talent, and money. How does that dialogue continue?